Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, and I'd like to welcome you to the Golden Mastermind More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be able to host this call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. I've had the privilege of hosting this call for 18-plus years, and I've had some absolute world-class guests on this call. But some of the most exceptional people I've ever had on the call are you, because all of you are listening tonight. Many of you I've had the opportunity to become very close personal friends with. I've watched you go through some of your ups and downs, and many of you I've watched in the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 3 months, 5 months, I've really watched you hit your stride. I want you to know how much you mean to me on this awesome holiday weekend. You know, Memorial Weekend is coming up here. It's one of my favorite weekends of the year. You know, it's a time we really recognize our veterans and people really paid the price. Those of you on tonight's call, I want you to know how much I appreciate you for what you are doing to really pay the price and be able to live the good life. I have some very unique content for you tonight that I am going to share. And as I say, it's just always an honor to be on this call with so many exceptional people. I know there are people calling in from Boulder, Colorado, from Columbia, South Carolina, many places in New Jersey, a few from Australia, Canada, and all across the globe. And on an average week, on Wednesday after this call, we have several thousand downloads. And we have someone like Alexis Romano or Susan Sly, we have multiple thousands. Mr. John Assaraf has agreed to be a guest on my call in the month of June. So I'll let you know in advance so you can get your teams, friends, clients, and associates on the call. For those of you who had the privilege of seeing the great John Assaraf at the Millionaire Blueprint, that was the inaugural Millionaire Blueprint. So all of you speakers who shared the stage and all of you participants, I'll be bringing that event back to New Jersey in 2015, and I promise to deliver as equal or above the content that I delivered, and many of you will be sharing that stage. So I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call after I cover a few quick announcements. This Saturday, I have the privilege of spending time with two of the most exceptional women I've ever coached and watched transform their lives and transform the lives of many other people, Jennifer Trinkner and Bridget Bartley, who I have had the privilege of coaching. I've coached Bridget for the last year plus and Jennifer for almost 3 years. Jennifer and Alexis Romano hired me at almost exactly the same time in 2011, two of the most exceptional women I've ever had the privilege of coaching. Jennifer and Bridget are hosting an event in Columbia this Saturday, the 31st. I apologize, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after Memorial Weekend. It's odd that Memorial Weekend is in the 24th, not the last weekend, but that's how she goes. On June 7th, I will be in Weehawken, New Jersey. Many of you on tonight's call will be at that event. I'll be with my business partner, Mr. Chris Schar. We will be delivering the goods. I have also asked C.G. Siddons and Alexis Romano and Tara to share the stage with me on that event, Saturday, June 7th. Now, the weekend of June 14th is my Breakthroughs to Success weekend. Any of you that have never attended one of those events, it comes with your coaching free. It's a very unique event that I've been hosting for 16 years. The event in June will be my 16th anniversary of hosting that event. 16 years ago, I started that event in the comfort of my home. I since have moved it to the Stockton Hilton Hotel. I've had over 100 events. Last June was my 100th anniversary of the event. This will be number 104. So if you have hired me to be your coach and you have not attended one of the Breakthroughs to Success events, there is one available in June, September, and December. There's three more of them left this year. You may attend any one of those. And most of my top-tier clients come back and repeat some of those events. So for those of you who got to see Crystal Lowry speak at Millionaire Blueprint, Crystal will be at the June event, and I've asked her to speak and also contribute and conduct some exercise classes. Now, Crystal is a world-class fitness coach and someone who coaches Miss California Fitness, so you definitely will be delivered the goods not only at the event, but some of the events after the events is where you receive some of the best content. On June 21st, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I have a whole group of exceptional women led by Barbie Beto who's going to host me at that event. So that'll be a fabulous event. And it's a first-class hotel, the Hilton Hotel, right on the Strip. So you go out the front door of the Hilton, right down the street is the Ritz and the Westin, where Shula Steakhouse is. You walk across the street, you are OTB, on the beach, baby. So that's on the beach, reach for the beach, as the Fix said back in 1984, June 21st. I know Michael Caluzzi will make a comment about the comment I just made about the Fix and reach for the beach. That was a group back in the interesting 80s. Now, on June 28th, I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right at the airport for the first time ever. And on July 19th, I'll be doing a team event in San Francisco, and C.G. Siddons will be making her debut as a speaker at an event with me. Now, C.G. and I have shared the stage many times, but C.G. will be one of the featured speakers at that event with me Saturday, July 19th. July 26th, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. So those are some of the dates that I have available. July 12th is open if you'd like me to speak in your city, and you can put some AIC's asses in seats. That would be AIS's asses in seats. Then you and I definitely can collaborate. I can be reached at 209-932-0227, 209-932-0227. Anyone on tonight's call that has not had the privilege and or opportunity to coach with me and you'd like to take advantage of that, feel free to call me ASAP as soon as possible. I will offer a free 15-minute coaching session to two people only, and I do mean two, not seven, not nine, not ten. Only if you're serious, not curious about finding out more about how I can assist you to transform the way I've assisted many of my clients who've gone on to be five- and six-figure monthly income earners. I've been coaching for 18-plus years. Many of my clients actually out-earn me, and that I feel so freaking awesome when some of my clients with Arthur Tubman goes on to achieve $5 or $6 million in a calendar year. The mark of a great mentor is someone who can not only duplicate, but can duplicate people who take their skills and surpass the mentor. And that is absolutely when the student becomes the steward, becomes the master. So step to the plate, baby. I want to see you all achieve multiple millions from the comfort of your home through multiple streams of income. Now I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call, but as I said one more time, I just want to share a little attitude of gratitude for all of you who are paying the price going through the process. You know, success, it's not so much that success is difficult. Success is new, and the more you understand the newness and the less you put energy into that which does not serve you, the quicker you let go of people and events that disempower you, and the more you move into a state of your own personal, emotional, etheric power, the less likely you are to get taken out of the game for longer periods of time. We're all human, and that's the human factor. I have a whole series of four new books coming out that my ghostwriter and publisher, Claudia Volkman, is assisting me with, and they're all called Factor, the Breakthrough Factor, the Wealth Factor, the Success Factor, and the Anger Factor. That will be a series of books that I will be branding in the next 2 years. And I'll be covering content from tonight's call and each and every call for the next several months on the very topics that I'm going to cover tonight. And if you find yourself overwhelmed, you feel less than, you don't feel have the self-esteem required to get up off the mat, then it's calls like this, it's events that shape your life, it's the books, the CDs, the downloads, the podcasts, the mentoring, the modeling, but most importantly, you creating a decision. You must learn to decide first, then create second. Now, for any of you on tonight's call, all of you have some business, whether it's a part-time business, a small business, a business from the comfort of your home. You're in business for several reasons. First of all, you have to have profit in a business. But if you have a nonprofit organization from the discomfort of your home, you can only live on credit, borrowed funds, and rented money for so long. Eventually, you have to be able to create profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. And sometimes you have to be a P-R-O-P-H-E-T, a prophet, to be able to see that which is invisible. Sometimes you have to be able to see around your low self-esteem and have a vision bigger than your problems so you can learn to master the emotional skills to stay in the game long enough to transform. But skills, habits, and mindset must be created. One of the most important skills, the fundamental foundation that I cover at least 11 of the 12 hours daily that I coach, is the fundamental skill of asking a question. And if you're not skilled at asking a question, that you will be unskilled winging it. Asking a question is a important component to the result you seek. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. But if you're not a salesman or a saleswoman, you're an entrepreneur. But sales is an important component of your enterprise. Not only selling, but you must learn how to set the sale. SETTHESALE. If you're going to go out on the water over the weekend and you're going to sail, that's different. You're going to set the sail. You'll prepare to come about. You'll have to gauge the wind. You'll have to be able to see beyond the shore. You'll have to be able to navigate and find your destination, read a compass, read the wind, watch the birds, have an understanding of what's going on as you navigate your journey. And if you sail for pleasure or you're sailing for whatever you're sailing for, you still have to have some skills. Well, the same situation applies when it comes to selling. And if you have challenges asking, answering, or listening, then you'll never get to the LOP, the land of promise. You cannot wing it to success. And if you want a result, you have to be able to close a transaction. Closing itself is a contradiction because you don't really close a sale. It's not, I mean, that's the finish. That's what it really means. It means you get the last out in the ninth inning. It means that done, finished, completed. But once you close a sale, oftentimes it's only the beginning of the relationship. So it's important you learn how to close with diplomacy, but most importantly, you learn to let go of this one key emotion that tends to affect a large percent of the population, rejection. However, rejection ties into abandonment. Now, if you grew up in a family that was dysfunctional, you grew up in a home where it had challenges, you grew up in a home that there were issues with anger or there was violence, or there was codependence or addiction, there's a high probability that your neurological network got conditioned to respond and react in a manner to avoid perceived pain. And if that perceived pain becomes a part of your identity, there's a high probability that your left brain will create a situation and tell a story about rejection. But in the land of sales and marketing, your prospects typically don't reject you. They end up either prejudging a situation or objecting. And it's important that you learn to listen with your inner ear and the non-dominant ear of your head. What does that mean? Well, if you're right-handed, it's your left ear that you should really hear in. That's where you learn to lean forward, tilt your head just a little to the right if you're right-handed, so you can hear what's meant, not what's said. But if you have noise going on in both ears and you feel anxiety, overwhelmed about the outcome, it's going to be challenging for you to be able to differentiate between what's said and what is meant. You have to be able to hear, listen. You have to be able to hear what is meant. What does that mean? It means you have to hear the sounds, the clues. You have to be able to hear what the person really means. When someone says to you, well, this sounds good, but, they're going to tell you a story about why they can't decide. You must also understand that the average person that you present an opportunity, a product, a service, a benefit, a feature, or a value to, oftentimes it will represent a contradiction. They unconsciously and consciously know what's best for them, but there's so many events from their past that overwhelm them unconsciously that any kind of success oftentimes would contradict the struggle. Now, what does that really mean? Well, it means when you present a business model that they can change the quality of their financial life, and they've struggled financially and emotionally most of their adult life and their adolescent life, then their ego is going to collide with their higher self, and oftentimes their neurological network, based on past events which are familiar, will override their better judgment, because they're typically going to base their standards based on the 20,000 meals that they spent with a series of people they grew up with, what they've been conditioned to believe and behave by, and most of society has been conditioned to learn and decide in their left brain, analytically. Now, they also know how to buy in their right brain because they're bombarded with commercials, and they've been persuaded over and over to buy products and services that typically don't get them a result. But what you market is value. You are marketing your service and your company products, values, the benefits and the features. But you also must learn how to do this, sell the dream. Now, for many people, this is very challenging, because what selling the dream really means is being able to have some of your own. And if you don't have dreams of your own, then it's challenging to be able to convey that what you are marketing, they can reach their dreams. If you've tiptoed quietly through life and you've lived in the pain of regret and you've shoulded, S-H-O-U-L-D-E-D, shoulded all over yourself for a large percent of your life, and now you're starting to tap your head on the side of your head and you're starting to wake up, but as you're waking up, you're still in the contradiction. I should, I shouldn't. I'm not sure if I can. I don't know why I do. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want my friends and family to think I'm trying to sell them something. Well, you have to overcome your anxiety about the outcome. But if rejection and abandonment enters your house of pleasure, then it real quickly it becomes your house of pain. And the outcome should be pleasurable, but if you have anxiety about, is this person going to fail? What's going to happen if they sign up with me? I don't know if I can mentor or lead them. I haven't any success. When you do this, when you make the situation about you, when you say, I haven't, so I can't, now you have your excuse to procrastinate. Procrastination leads to disappointment. Disappointment leads to an emotion called guilt and shame. At some of the lowest level of transmutational energy, those emotions, guilt and shame. But for you to be able to overcome your anxiety about the outcome, you'd have to let go of the control that you control that keeps you in control of being out of control. That's what leads to your procrastination. So to do that, you have to learn the basic fundamentals. So many of you played softball, t-ball, little league baseball. Some of you went on to play Babe Ruth, or maybe you played high school baseball, some of you played college, but the fundamentals of baseball require hand-eye coordination. You have to virtually be able to hit something you cannot see. That takes a lot of talent. That takes reflexes. That takes response skills. Now, you don't have to have those same kind of skills to prospect, but there is a metaphor to it, because oftentimes your prospects throw you a curveball. They throw you a high inside fastball that you have to duck out of the way and hit the dirt. Sometimes they're aggressive. Sometimes they're passive. Sometimes they don't know what the hell where they're even coming from, and they're not even interested. And most of the time, they're clueless. But if you have anxiety about Connie the Clueless or Chuck the Clueless prospect, or if you get overwhelmed about the outcome, you have to learn to let go of what you control. You have so much anxiety about what you're going to say, who you're going to be, what you're going to do, that you now have created your own out. You created your excuse not to engage in the rules of engagement. But to become skilled at prospecting, you have to have repetition and experience. There's a 10,000-hour habit, and only a few people ever really master it. The people that typically master it are the people you start to see in your companies that rank advance. And these are the people in today's world that at the speed of light are rank advancing faster than ever before in the history of direct sales and network marketing. These people are called rock stars, but they put their pants, their high heels, their boots, their tennis shoes, the East Coast, they call them sneakers. They put their sneakers on just like you do. Average, ordinary folk who at one point decided to become exceptional. Now, if you've been conditioned to be average and stay average, success would contradict your averageness. That means you must let go of the control that keeps you average. You must also understand that if you begin to start to step out of your average zone, which becomes your success zone, your failure zone will beckon, hey, come back here, don't leave me behind, and don't forget your pretty little pet friends and family. Your success will tend to show them up, so you have to let go of the control of them being disappointed and you disappointing them by you being successful. You have to let go of some of these anxieties that keep you doing the same thing over and over. Also, a lot of your self-talk and a lot of the stories that you tell yourself never really happen. So to really become good at the process, you have to have a better understanding of what rejection is and rejection isn't. Rejection is associated with abandonment. So if you grew up in a family where your father left at 2 years old, 6 years old, he walked out on the family, or your mother asked him to leave, or your mother was bruised and battered, or you had alcoholism or any multitude of situations, that can create abandonment issues. Abandonment issues are also tied to rejection. However, when someone walks out of the family, they didn't really reject you, they abandoned you. Now, if you sat on the side of the road waiting for your father to pick you up on the weekends and he didn't show up, well, that's how you start to feel rejected. Or if you go to the playground and you're a little overweight because your family uses food to stuff your feelings, or you're fed a whole series of trans fats from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, now here you are a grown-up and you're carrying extra weight, well, that's because you stuff your feelings based on the events that have become part of your neurological network. So on the playground, when someone picks on you, That's rejection. But when your family leaves you, that's abandonment. But the two are closely related, also, although distinctly different. And when you become the child that has to step to the plate and become the parent or the grown-up, and you have to defend your mother's rights from someone beating up on her, or a series of boyfriends move into your house, yes, I'm talking about all of us. We've all been through a series of events that shape our feelings that become our neurological network. I'm going into the depth of this content so you understand the cause and effect of why you procrastinate when it comes to selling. Because your left brain has created a story about rejection and abandonment that is not really real. But you use that story to protect yourself from failing. And many people would go to great lengths to avoid failing rather than going to great lengths to succeeding. And they'll spend their entire career avoiding success, going through the motions to stay disappointed. And the real addiction is disappointment that's created by abandonment and rejection. Now, when you begin to understand the cause and effect and the brain chemistry that gets created by the events that form your neurological network, you understand the basic of how the brain operates, and you begin to let go, you have a better awareness, then you can practice a different rule of engagement. For you to become effective at prospecting, the first situation you must do is let go of your control of the outcome. Now, it's not physical, it is emotional. You have to let go of the events from the past that shape the feelings that keep you doing the same thing over and over. That requires forgiveness, not forgetting. You have to be able to forgive and move on. But how do I do this? The better question is, why don't you do it? It's not a how, it's a why. When you begin to practice the process of forgiveness, you can step to the plate and really become that person that you require and or deserve to be. But most importantly, there's a fundamental set of skills that if you don't master, you never break through. And that skill is this: asking a series of questions in a sequence that's effective enough to create an outcome frequently enough that you start to create a result. Now, there's a compounded effect that must take place. Now, you've heard the term sponsor monster. There are people who enroll the entire French Foreign Legion and never really get anywhere. There are those of you who've enrolled a lot of product consumers and you don't feel like you're really getting anywhere. See, that's your left brain reinforcing you're not getting anywhere or you're not good enough. However, what you're really doing is practicing the fundamental skill of asking. You have to learn to take this term out of your equation, talking. I don't know what to say. What do you say when they say this? That's not what you do. What you have to learn to do is adapt. You learn to adapt the situation at hand, and you address the questions one at a time, and you learn to ask questions effectively, and you learn how to ask not and answer questions effectively. But if you're overwhelmed about the outcome, then you'll try and wing it, and you'll try and talk, and you'll try and be witty, and you'll try and be smart, and you'll use benefits and features to defend yourself, and you'll fall flat on your ass. You'll never get to the LOP, the land of promise, doing this. This is a very simple discipline practiced one day at a time. But if you're overwhelmed and unorganized, it makes it very difficult to find a chair where your ass should be at your desk. And that's just a metaphor. You don't actually have to have a seat belt and strap yourself into your desk, or be in your garage where your desk is, or wherever it is your office is, but you have to be stationary at some point long enough that you can practice the 10,000-hour habit. Your desk could be your car as long as you're focused in it. The desk could be a picnic table. I've had people have a desk in a closet. You don't even have to have a desk. You can have a cardboard box as long as you can focus. You require a telephone, a headset, a set of leads, and then enough courage and guts to overcome your anxiety about not being good enough, because that's really what it all means. When you are in this position, your left brain starts to create the emotional self-talk that keeps you undisciplined, then you continue to reinforce a set of feelings that create your low self-esteem. And if you ever want to live the good life, go to the land of promise, travel the world, assist and empower other people, create philanthropy, or create charitable acts of kindness, whatever it is you want to create, then you have to overcome your anxiety first. It's decide first, create second. How do I do that? By letting go. Letting go is non-physical. It's not linear. It's emotional. It's the anxiety about the outcome. You must learn the simple fundamentals. fundamental, say it, use inflection, fundamental. When you start to master the fundamentals, if you were going to shoot a free throw in basketball, if you were going to putt in golf, if you're going to step into the batter's box and hit, if you're going to drive a 16-penny nail, you better learn the fundamentals of nail driving. Because if you don't, you hit your frickin' thumb, and I've done it, and your thumb turns black, and it hurts like hell. And then you shake your thumb, and then you see words come out of your mouth, and you go, oh, my God. But if you have anxiety about hitting your thumb, you typically hit it. And that's typically why most people never do real estate, because they have so much anxiety about losing money. They don't have risk for reward skills. They have anxiety about the outcome. Same situation applies when it comes to writing. Writing is a very simple principle, words on paper, words on the computer that string together that form a sentence. The same thing with asking a question, 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark in a sequence. Then when you start to develop a system to sell, then your law of averages go way up. But if you pick the telephone in an outer body experience, afraid of the outcome, anxiety about what's going to be said and done, it won't be long until you're out of the house. You'll be down the street. You'll be taking a walk, or you'll be in an outer body experience on the ceiling, or you'll be watching a podcast, or watching The Edge of Night, or Dark Shadows from the Old Days, or whatever it is you're going to do, watching reruns of Roseanne, but you won't be doing what you should be doing, and that is getting paid for to prospect. Prospecting is an unequivocal skill, but you must overcome your anxiety about abandonment and rejection. So when someone says to you early in a conversation, I'm not interested, the word no was not said. The word no seldom, if ever, is voiced in the English language when it comes to a decision. But when you hear someone say go for no, you would never hear that out of my mouth. I don't go for no. I'm qualifying people for my time. My most valuable commodity is time, and my time is valuable. Ask yourself, how much do you value your time? But if you get ready to get ready, you're overwhelmed because you've got so much noise going on in your head, you got so much clutter going on in your apartment, your house, you can't get to your desk or whatever it is you do the business, that becomes your excuse to stay average, fail, and be and stay disappointed. You must learn the fundamental skills of prospecting. Hello, can I speak with Susan? Susan, my name is Jeffrey Combs, and I'm calling you from Tucumcari, New Mexico. Susan, my name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm calling you from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. How are you today? I stated my name, where I'm calling from, and I ask a question to gauge the response. It's a very simple discipline when it comes to prospecting. Your objective is not to get objections. Your objective is to be able to lead a conversation. Your objective is to create a relaxed environment so you can have a relaxed conversation. But if you show up in an outer body experience, afraid of what's going to happen, and you have this story, I hear this story so many freaking times a day. My friends and family, I'm not sure if I can put myself out on Facebook. Should I have a business page? I don't want my friends and family to think I'm trying to market or make money off someone. This is the noise that average people say, stay noisy to stay average. Come on, get a clue, get a grip, let go, step to the plate. I mean, the people you think are going to be concerned actually don't even care. They're so overwhelmed being broke and toasted. They're so overwhelmed in their own body. They're so overwhelmed in what's going on. They don't really care what you're doing. In an isolated incident, someone might give you an unfavorable remark, but most of the time it's your own noise and your own story that keeps you stuck, because a lot of what you think is going to happen never really happens. Combat's different the way it looks. Simulated combat does not equal combat. The rules of engagement, you have to be able to adapt and adjust as each situation happens. You can write a script and you can be scripted, but you're not going to stay on the script because the prospects ask you questions and then they answer situations differently. Scripts can be good. Scripts can assist you. It's like a roadmap, but occasionally you have to get off the road, change the tire, go to the bathroom, put gas in the car, adapt and adjust when there's a landslide or a storm or any situation. You might have to change your route. And that's what prospecting is. You have to be able to adapt at the situation in hand, the task at hand. Human beings are very predictable when you prospect. You're going to encounter the same situation over and over. Human beings are predictable. The more you understand the human psyche, the human consciousness, the human unconsciousness, the more you understand why people do what they do, you understand how They're buying, and their buying habits are predictable. The more you understand objections, the more you understand prejudgments, the more emotionally equipped you will be to be and stay successful. There's five main objections that you will receive in any type of business transaction where money moves. The most common objection that you will receive at the end of a transaction is money. The second most common objection that you will receive in any type of transaction that involves money will be think about it. The third most common objection will be they want to run it by someone. They want to check with someone else, their spouse, their significant other. Then there's all the other situations that happen up front. How much does it cost? Where did you get my name? I'm not interested. You'll encounter a few of these. On one of my CD sets, The Psychology of Closing, I believe it is, I cover the 31 most commonly stated objections. But really it breaks down to about three at the end of a transaction. There are a few up front that don't really merit the conversation. You also have to learn to let people go relatively quickly and move on. That term is called NEXT. You learn to let people go so you can go to the next lead that you have. You don't want to get hung up on one lead. And you have to be able to stop going down the wrong rabbit hole. You have to stop BDC, big deal chasing. I see a lot of people, they big deal chase. They're going to get a health club. They're going to get a whole franchise. They're going to get a Starbucks. They're going to get an entire sports team or a sports franchise on the products, get rich, and retire soon. That seldom ever happens. Network marketing and direct sales is one in the trenches. It's one-on-one competition with you and the element. The element typically is your unconscious, because your unconscious is your enemy. The prospect is your friend, but it's your unconscious that robs you of the opportunity to create friends. And you're not going to create friends with everyone, because a lot of people aren't friendly. And they're not friendly because of you. They're not friendly because of events in their life created their passive-aggressive tendencies. And those kinds of people do not qualify for your time. Even though everyone should seek success, most of society is going to tiptoe quietly through life. They're going to arrive at their grave safely, and they're going to live the greatest pain, the pain of regret. And then there's that percent of society that doesn't really want you to succeed, and they will reinforce your low self-esteem by attempting to consistently test you and bait you into explaining and validating your existence. You have to learn to let these people go quickly. Now, when you master the fundamentals of asking questions, they apply in every area of your life. And when you start to create the 10,000-hour habit through auto-suggestion, the way you call and book a restaurant appointment for dinner, the way you call your accountant, the way you call your girlfriend, the way you call your school, the way you call your congressman, you should have a routine and a system to doing it. But if you don't, you'll and ah, you'll check out and check in, you'll go into an outer body experience, you'll feel foolish, and you'll be very ineffective. But if you learn to let go of control that keeps you disappointed and start to develop a very relaxed process, you will start to create results a lot quicker. But if you continue to wing it and try to be perfect, not make mistakes, not offend someone, you create the very situation that you don't want to have happen by projecting it. And once you begin to let go of the control of disappointment, your results start to change. Now, you will know that things are changing when your leads change. The people you call, the people who show up in your lead boxes, they start to change subtly, sometimes slowly, also can happen very rapidly. Your leads can change because you are changing. You are changing emotionally. You are changing spiritually. You are changing intellectually. You are changing how you've been changing. And when you're not so consumed about failing or consumed about what someone else is going to feel or consumed about offending someone, and when you let go of your consumption of being consumed about being consumed, then you can start to live a lot lighter. And that light energy that you begin to release is emotional, etheric energy. It means there's no separation between you and the outcome. It may not be that outcome, but you're going to get your share of the outcomes because of the person you have become. And when you are really relaxed, when you're ITZ in the zone, and when you're in that space called the zone, that zone, you start to attract effortlessly. But when you put a lot of pressure on yourself, when you grind your teeth, when you're overwhelmed, when you're not certain how it's going to all come out, when you hold on to the golden cufflinks, your job, when you're worried about your job because this thing might not work out, it's classic. What's interesting is how many of you are in an 8, 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old company that's absolutely rocking, and then you have anxiety about, is the company going to last? Am I going to make it? What's going to happen in the future? Well, what about the present? The present is right now, baby, N-O-W. And when you learn to live in the present, then you can actually handle objections. And when Jack Nicholson said you can't handle the truth, unfortunately, that's very applicable to a lot of people. They can't handle the truth. The truth is, you can't continue to serve a master that you can't master. When you're mastered by other people who are mastering your time, that's a place called a job. And when you wear those golden handcuffs and you go in and pick up that pretty little paycheck that starts out about $5,000 a month, that equals your $60,000 a month or $60,000 a year, and then you cash it every other Friday for about $3,100 for that month, well, look, dude, you could be making that every week if you let go of control. $3,100 a month, what is that? That's about $13,000 a month. $3,100 a week? That's about $13,000 a month. You could do that relatively quickly if you start to apply the principles that I'm covering for you tonight. Network marketing and direct sales is the fastest pace I've ever seen it in the history of my 25-plus year career. Sales can get closed faster than the speed of light. People can sign up with you now because of Facebook, social media, faster than ever before. There's no newspaper advertising. Phone bills aren't $2,000 a month. You don't have to advertise in magazines. The cost of advertising is minimal. You can create leads for free online if you let go of your anxiety about writing. You can develop your writing skills. You can attract an entire following on Facebook like never before. You can develop an email list. You can learn how to a principle called conversions per click. You can learn internet marketing skills. Just a few years ago, I was intimidated by it. Now I embrace it. I have more leads than I have time, just like I've always had. But to be able to close a sale, you have to close yourself. You can't close a sale unless you can close yourself. And if you're in doubt, you're not closable. You're not decided. You haven't committed. And until you really vested in your success, then you're in doubt. And when you're in doubt, you're in disbelief. You cannot close a sale, address an objection when you have anxiety about offending someone. When you have the noise that goes on between two ears about the outcome, you can't possibly make contact. And contact is very synonymous with what happens in baseball or football or any situation like that. But if you have anxiety about blowing the putt, you'll never get on the green, and that's what happens to so many people. You have to let go of blowing the putt. You have to take risk for reward. And the biggest risk you'll take is getting out of your comfort zone, because your comfort zone absolutely is your failure zone. When you let go of this anxiety about what to say and who to be, and you start to have a system to call the leads, then your law of averages begins to be enhanced rather than diminished. But if you keep doing what you've been doing, and you're going to keep getting what you're getting. But when you start to let go of your rebellion, and that's what most people do, they rebel against their own success. They rebel against being organized. They rebel against any kind of structure or system. Now, here's what I've found. Typically, the most organized, detailed people typically become the most successful, methodical, systematic people. Now, that means that you would have to address your clutter, whatever that means. And if you've got a lot of clutter going up on the 4 inches between your head, I suggest tonight you address it. You would address it with a series of affirmations. I am lovable. I am capable. I am good enough. I am a closer. Now that I'm grown up, I easily and effortlessly attract people to my reality that I can collaborate to create 6- and 7-figure income results. That means you begin to affirm or to state a whole different set of words that begin to form a new neurological network. But if you keep saying, I'm not sure, I can't, I don't know if, that's what keeps you in doubt. That's suspended animation. That's the space between fear and faith that keeps you safe. You have to move beyond your safety net, your safety zone. Eventually, you'll have to quit your job. Q-Y-J. That's what you'll be doing. Quitting your job. You'll have to take the golden handcuffs off, go over the cliff and jump. And there is an umbrella and a parachute on the way down. It's called success. And if you don't have a sense of urgency, then you'll live in a sense of desperation. And that's what happens to so many people. And when you bring that kind of desperation into your enterprise, then you end up creating a mixed message. When you bring a relaxed sense of urgency, your prospects begin to feel it. And then they start to wonder what I'm losing by not being a part of this. But when you bring your desperation to the table, they don't want to be a part of it because they don't want to be as anxious as you. When you telegraph those kinds of feelings, and you don't fake it till you make it because all you are is fake. But when you relax and let go and realize that the only separation between you and the result is your commitment and your decision, then you'll put more energy into succeeding than you ever put into failing. But if you continue to put energy into not failing, all you really do is procrastinate, stay disappointed, and never learn not only how to handle objections, but to conduct an interview. The skill you learn is this: how to conduct a relaxed interview. A relaxed interview. If you had a dog and you didn't want to put your dog in the pound or the kennel, you would hire a dog sitter if you could afford it or you really cared about your dog. And if you were going to hire a nanny, an au pair, or a sitter, I'm just going to presume that you would interview them. Well, if you're going to hire a business partner or attract a business partner or someone you can collaborate with, shouldn't you interview them? If you were going to hire an employee, wouldn't you interview them? But an interview is not an interrogation. And an interview requires a set of skills. And if you don't master these skills, then all you become is the master of your desperation. And if you start to master the skills, then you'll have inspiration. But if you stay anxious and overwhelmed, all you are is the master of your desperation. And then when you get up enough courage and you bring your desperation into prospecting, then you come from poverty, you come from need, you come from overwhelmed, and then your prospects pick up on it, and then they ask you the dumb questions that you've already telegraphed. This is how it happens. And you're sitting there going, wow, that's me. That's correct, Chief. C-H-I-E-F, that would be you, Chief. That means you, baby. That's what you do. You bring your desperation into prospecting, and then you get the biochemical feedback that you've created disappointment, and now you have your reason not to prospect tomorrow, next week, next month, or next never. And then you listen to another podcast. Every freaking day goes, someone, can you recommend a book? Yeah, here's the book. The Book of Prospecting. Ass in Chair. Instead of reading it, be it, do it. I mean, you've listened to every CD podcast download. You've read GoPro. You've listened to Psychology of Closing. But you have to go beyond listening and apply the application. And the only way you're ever going to get good is by doing it. I read Tom Hopkins' book, How to Master the Art of Selling. I read it once and didn't remember dick from it, I must admit. But where I really learned how to do the business was AIC, baby, ass in chair. I learned how to prospect when I was 19 years old doing live dials with a company called Time Life. I sold Yellow Pages for straight commission 4 years. It was like getting an MBA in business. On any given call, I would get tossed out of a business. People hated the Yellow Page industry, and Yellow Page advertising came on their phone bill. So a half-page advertisement could be $5,000 to $10,000 on their phone bill, and so they get a phone bill sometimes for $15,000, $20,000 per month. Yes, per month. And they'd say, take that ad out of the book. I learned real quickly not to take the ad out of the book. Let the person calm down. Then I could start closing. And when you learn how to do that, when you take your anxiety out of the game, it neutralizes the prospect's anxiety. And when you can spot prospect anxiety real quickly, you can let people go quick. It means you can just disqualify people quickly, because a lot of society does not qualify for your time. And when you become relaxed in your presence, when you don't create pressure that is not there, when you don't grind your teeth at night because of how overwhelmed you feel, when you let go of some of your emotional addictions that create your physical addictions, when you stop using food and alcohol to stuff your feelings, when you learn to develop your own self-esteem, you know, how esteemed you are, how you feel about you, how you feel about where you're going, how good you start to feel about being in life, how you are a real child of God and you're starting to come from a whole different level of power. You know that you deserve to receive, and you know you've suffered enough. You've hit rock bottom so many times you can't remember what bottom's like. And you know there's more and more from you. You just know that you know that you know. And you stop putting so much pressure that is not real on yourself. and you're able to sweat from the lower part of your back and your temples because you have so much passion that you let go of so much pain and you live from passion, when you come from that place, then you will not be denied. When you come from that place, and when you cry from joy rather than anxiety, and when the tears come down your face from a release rather from being a victim, you come from a whole different level of power. But when you're disempowered, you bring your disenfranchised, low self-esteem to the game, then the prospects feel it, and they don't want to do business with you. Then you go back and wind your uplines and say this isn't working, and then you have very low energy to match your low self-esteem, then you wonder why no one buys from you. But on any given day, the game can change, because any given day at midnight, time turns over. That place is called time, and every single night at midnight, you are granted a new gift called time. It's 86,400 seconds. I virtually entered 1 year, $99,000 in credit card debt, and ended the next year, $462,000 in the black. Now, you could do the exact same thing if you would create the compounded effect. This is not about luck. This is about skill. This is about skill, habits, and mindset, and most importantly, the price. And the price, the zone is only found by the 10,000-hour habit. The 10,000-hour habit is nothing more than a metaphor, and it's not even 10,000 hours. It's repetition and experience. It's playing the trumpet, sitting on the edge of the bed over and over. It's your fingers on the guitar strings with your eyes closed until you get a sense of feel. It's your keys on the piano, understanding the difference between the black and the white keys. It's being able to do is a task well done. It's pride and dignity. It's taking yourself to the next level, the mythical, magical next level. There is no next level. It's not physical. It's emotional. The next level is you letting go. The next level is you having pride and dignity about a task well done. It's feeling good about a conversation you just had with someone because you practiced the discipline of it. You don't have to get a base hit to have a good at bat. If you have the good swings and you have eye contact and you're seeing the ball differently, then that's when you'll start to get a hit. But most people never have enough repetition and experience. Not only do you get good to be great, I personally am a great salesperson and very proud of it. I'm one of the best sales professionals and closers that you have ever met, and I take a lot of pride in it. It ain't bragging when you can back it up. And I've put in the 10,000 hours at least five times, about 50,000 hours of prospecting, over 45,000 plus hours of one-on-one coaching, 2,600 hours a year coaching for 18 consecutive years. I've paid the price, and I'm still paying it because the price is never paid. When you have pride and dignity about being an entrepreneur, then you will pay the frickin' price, dude, without whining about it. When you'll let go of your job so frickin' fast that your head will spin and their head will spin too, you have to stop your story about how everyone's going to miss you, about how you're going to let the team down at your job. It's your team that you're letting down, you, baby, your family. When you hold on to the golden handcuffs, you got to go over the cliff. You got to do what the rest of us done. We didn't do it by serving two masters. Yeah, I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you this year, quit your job. I'm challenging you to get in the bucket and take a fastball at the head and dust yourself off and act like you've been there. I'm challenging you to practice your vocal cords to really find your true voice. I'm challenging you to put your hands on the guitar strings over and over until they bleed. I'm really challenging you to do that. Because for those of you who want to live the good life, you want to travel the world, you want to practice philanthropy, you want to give back, you want to be an example, then you got to be the example that you want to attract. And you can only do that when you're practicing the emotional and physical discipline. You can't do that waiting tables, hanging out, and then sipping bourbon in a coffee cup at night, wishing you were home doing business. It doesn't happen that way. And when you're at school doing what you used to love and now you hate it, you can't serve that master. Summer's coming up. Don't sign the contract. Learn the skills, the habits, and the discipline. And if you want to go into the Mercedes dealership and buy a new car one day, well, go in there right away and test drive one first, because you can't decide until you've actually owned the feeling. And if you don't have a vision that's bigger than your problems, then you'll procrastinate. Everything that you're going through, I've been through it at least five times. So I understand when people go, my situation's unique. It isn't. We've all been there. Anyone who's ever succeeded has felt defeat, has felt strange thoughts about ending their life. Anyone who's ever had enough courage to admit how low their self-esteem was will tell you they've reached rock bottom. Anyone who's ever come back from the abyss can tell you the strength that they gain by hitting rock bottom. And rock bottom doesn't have to be hit. A lot of times rock bottom is emotional, doing the same thing over and over and getting nowhere, knowing you deserve more but not having the courage to be more. To do more, you have to be more. And the only that only happens by the 10,000-hour habit. That's the repetition and the experience. For those of you who have a why that's bigger than your problems, then you have to practice the discipline to achieve it, and then you get another why. And that's why you have a bucket list of where you're going to travel, what you're going to do. I just saw that Jennifer Trinkner on her Facebook page put a picture of where she's going to be suntanning in about a month in Santorini, Greece. See, that created the release factor. That's the When you have that kind of future ahead of you, then you will not be denied. But when you have doubt about what's going to happen in the future, now you have a reason to be average. But when you let go of control, when you decide to sell your house and you don't care how much you lose because you know you're going to get it back somewhere else, when you have that kind of courage, that is called guts. And courage is a quality that never goes out of fashion. There's always a market for it. You know, on this weekend, a lot of men and women spill blood for our country. You should be able to stand at attention to your flag and say, I stand for something. Unfortunately, a lot of people stand for nothing, and then they continue doing the same thing over and over. Now, you are on the phone tonight, and you're listening to a master give you insight about the kind of mindset you require to be successful. Do something with it. Don't just say, yeah, that's awesome. No, get in the bucket. Take a few inside fastballs. Dust yourself off, and then take someone downtown. Then circle the bases like you've been there. Sit your ass on the bench and get ready for your next at bat. Be a professional. Put the mustard in the refrigerator. Don't get overwhelmed and get so excited you can't duplicate it. It's a very relaxed, simple, methodical process called success. It's a one-day-at-a-time process learned by having the habits, the skills, and the mindset. It's releasing a few tears of pain and joy on the way, and then being able to look back and mentor other people to do what you've done. You can't develop a team if you haven't done what's required to do. When you continue to have anxiety about the skills, habits, and mindset, you can't attract the kind of people you require and deserve to build your enterprise. If you want to live the good life, then you got to start living it inside yourself. You have to be able to see it before it ever happens. You have to be able to feel it before it ever happens. But if you have no vision and no clearly defined goals, you'll end up continuing to trade time for dollars for people who do, the masters of your emotional state, your employers. And if you have an employer, then you're never going to get to the land of promise because that job is only going to pay you what your job is worth. And when you continue to hold on to your insecurity about the security you think you have, being insecure, not getting paid enough to stay insecure, then you'll never get to the land of promise. You're worth a lot more than $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month with somewhere else where you're next in a noose on a chopping block. You're priceless. When you understand what your real value is, then you'll stop devaluing yourself and step to the plate and say, bring it on, baby. Bring it on, chief. You have no idea who just showed up. Yeah, that's right. I'm here. The president and CEO of my corporation, that's you. Bank of Freedom. Freedom, Inc., that's me, baby. Right here. Bring it on. And when you're not intimidated about the outcome, then the people who try and intimidate you back away. It's the law of least resistance. But what you actually resist finds you. When you understand that key principle and you let go of what you resist, the water parts. But when you continue to resist, then you can't assist. You can't even assist yourself. And if you want to, instead of a handout, you got to get a hand up. And the books and CDs you read, they are important, but nothing's more important than the repetition and experience. That's the 10,000-hour habit. And your victories are going to come from the emotional and simple discipline that you master by the repetition experience, by asking the questions in a sequence over and over. So when someone says to you, I don't have the money, you're able to say, if you did have the money, would you get started? When someone says to you, this sounds really good, but I have to run it by my wife, and you say, what's your wife's name? Her name is Susan. Can you close Susan? When you have that kind of guts and that kind of courage, and you're not concerned about offending someone, the only people you will offend is a small percent of society who walks around being offendable. And you'll never leave anyone behind. They choose to stay where they are. So when you let go of your control of guilt, shame, abandonment, or rejection, a whole different type of prospect begins to show up in your reality. Mythically, magically, people will say, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to be a part of it. That's when you go from closing 3 sales in a year to three sales in a week, three sales in a week to three sales in a day, three sales in a day to someone who wants to build a business. See, that's what happens in the compounded effect. But that only happens when you let go of your control of your of being out of control of the control you control. And these systems you're building, I see a lot of people try and build the perfect system. That's great. Systems are great, but use something that's very simple. My system is very simple. You ask about 7 or 8 questions. I ask people to watch a very simple presentation. Either they can call me back or I'm calling them back. That is called a two-call close. That's qualifying people for your time. You can do a three-way with someone. That's a three-call close. That's great. But anything over three or four calls, you're going to spend a lot of time chasing people. You're going to hear a lot of contradictions. People are going to say, well, I called Susan 37 times, and now she's now a millionaire. That's called the isolated incident syndrome. That only happens when the moon is blue, and that does happen occasionally, or when Mercury is in retrograde. That does happen. The fortune is not in the follow-up. The fortune is in the questions. The more skilled you come at asking the questions in a sequence, the higher your law of averages of creating a transaction, i.e. a close. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Happy holiday to each and every one of you that live in America on this line. This is one of the most unique and special holidays to me. So I want to thank anyone that's been a veteran and served our great country for being on tonight's call. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. For those of you who had relatives that are veterans, thank you very much. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being on tonight's call. This is a very unique and special weekend. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Absolutely. And when the bell rings next Tuesday, B-I-G, be in the game, 209-932-0227. Thank you, everyone, and have a great evening.